This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mark Zuckerberg put in over $400 million to manipulate the voter rolls and engage in the fraud to create the databases they needed when they, all over the country, got caught at safe houses filling in the mail-in ballots with names of dead people, people that had moved out of the state around the district. And where are the Republicans when the Democratic Party leadership and all these big bankers and Soros-funded people are meeting in D.C.? No one's there but Laura Loomer. And we've got a bunch of the videos of her confronting these people. They're at Loomer.com. They're very important videos. They're on Infowars.com as well. But the point is that this is in plain view, and they're about to do it again. This is a short segment. Laura, we'll get into Trump and DeSantis and them prosecuting Trump and all that next segment. But just finishing up on how important this conference is, and obviously they're going to have more conferences coming up. They're organizing to do it again. Where is Congress? What Zuckerberg did was illegal.
Absolutely, it's illegal. And like I said, the Republicans haven't done anything to address it. Who knows where their next conference is going to be? But clearly, this conference took place to discuss 2024. I have a ton of video footage that I haven't released yet. I'm going to be releasing it over these next few days, confronting the organizer of the conference himself. I ambushed Brad Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, yesterday as well. That video hasn't been released. We're going to be putting packages together and releasing all this footage. I just sent your team one of my videos confronting Bill Gates, who's the supervisor in Maricopa County, if they could upload that to my fan channel, because then your viewers would be able to see that as well. Jamie Raskin was their keynote speaker, Alex. Just think of how crazy this is. Jamie Raskin, who is the impeachment manager for the impeachment of Donald Trump and also one of the ringleaders for the January 6th committee, he was their keynote speaker. And just days ago, with Jen Psaki on MSNBC, he called for charges of seditious conspiracy to be brought against President Donald Trump in an effort to try to prevent him from even being on the ballot in 2024. How is this a nonpartisan conference? No, this is a conference of Trump-hating election riggers who are here to fortify our elections. It's very important for everybody to contact their Secretary of State and their supervisors of elections who attended this conference. I'm going to be releasing a list of all the names, and you need to demand their resignation. This should be all over the news, Alex. This is absolutely an abomination. The same people. When are people going to learn their damn lesson? We're watching a repeat of 2020 play right out before our eyes ahead of 2024. What are we going to have? Donald Trump win in 2024 only for it to be stolen again and then sit here and say,
and this is giving me flashbacks of you and I 4 years ago when the deplatforming of you and I began, when you warned Trump, you're next. I mean, everything you said came true.
Everything I said came true, and look, Trump wanted to hire me. Okay, there was a story that came out in the New York Times 3 weeks ago about how Trump said, hire Laura Loomer, okay, and then Marjorie Trader Greene.
And they called you a white supremacist.
No, they call me anti-Muslim. There were leakers around him. So he's still surrounded by people who are leaking and, you know, not having his best interest in mind. And then
I'll just say this. I love MTG. I love you. And I know you guys have your differences, but just I don't want to get into it with her. You can say whatever you want. I just want to be clear. You're doing great work.
I'm just talking about the fact that, like, you shouldn't even like her, first of all, because she's disingenuous, Alex. But secondly, okay, having somebody like me inside Trump's camp is a win for the America First movement. I could be exposing this, and Trump's team could be blowing the whistle on this stuff. That's the kind of stuff that MTG sabotaged when she works with the New York Times and leakers in the Trump camp to basically torpedo this from happening. I'm trying to protect President Trump. I'm trying to protect millions of voters who don't want want to live under a communist New World Order, okay? This is very serious and personal to me. I have dedicated my life to this and have been destroyed just like you, Alex. And so it's time for people to get serious about it, and we need to start demanding accountability, okay? They need to start addressing this or else they're going to steal the election.
Sure, I think a lot of the Republican infighting is just politics. That's not my bailiwick. It's not my bag. But, Lori, you're doing a great job. Let's come back and talk about Trump and the prosecution of him and where this is all going. Let's talk about that when we come back. Let's talk about them trying to steal the next election.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, and others put in hundreds of millions of dollars. Zuckerberg over $400 million to get all the databases of dead voters and people that have moved out of state. That all came out. It was totally illegal. And they're doing it again, and they're meeting right now in D.C. at the International Spy Museum. Laura Loomer is there covering it. Laura, in the time we have left in this segment, I have a bunch of other news and analysis I'm going to be hitting. They admit they're doing this. And again, Elias, Hillary Clinton's lawyers running around filing suits everywhere to try to block Gozer and many others, MTG, from being able to run. They failed doing that, but that's election meddling right there. Then we have big tech and the Hunter Biden laptops emblematic of that. That's a microcosm manipulating elections. And now you have the George Soros DA, now the article right here, and the judge, who's also Soros minion, his daughter on record. Judge limits Trump sharing of information from New York criminal case on social media. So that's a gag order by another name. Totally unconstitutional. So they can attack Trump, and he, in the public opinion, can't come out while they're attacking him in the media and leaking and say anything about it. This is so dangerous. What's the intel on Trump, DeSantis, and the rest of it?
Well, look, Alex, we've seen this before. This is exactly what they did to Roger Stone. They want it so that all of Trump's opponents and DeSantis and the media who are colluding together can make false accusations against President Trump and call him a criminal, and he has no recourse to publicly defend himself. That's why they're trying to ban him from Fox News. That's why they're pushing out people from Fox News who otherwise would have had him on to defend himself, because they're just going to attack, and gag him at the same time. Look, I just want to say, Alex, I love you, okay? You are an icon. You're somebody who has inspired me. We've known each other for, what, like 10 years now? But I just want to say, I told you. Do you remember back in November when I was railing against Ron DeSantis and trying to even just, you know, bring you the truth about Ron DeSantis and how terrible he was? But now you see it, and I'm so happy. I saw your interview with Roseanne Barr and how you guys finally admit that DeSantis is a neocon globalist puppet. But look, I've been railing against DeSantis more than anyone. It's why President Trump wanted to hire me, right? Because I've been exposing him and calling him out and exposing all of his ties to the deep state and the fact that he's anti-Trump and anti-America first. In fact, you had me on in 2021 to talk about his big tech bill that was intentionally designed to fail. And remember, I said, don't you think it's really strange, Alex, how he's saying he's going to make it illegal in the state of Florida for candidates to be banned on social media while they're running, but then I was literally the only deplatformed candidate and he didn't say a word? So, look, DeSantis is deep state. He's clearly going to be announcing his run for president any day now because the legislative session in Florida has ended. They changed the resign to run law to make an exception just for Governor Ron DeSantis, and it's shady. He also encouraged the passage and signing of legislation that conceals his travel records so that Floridians can't see that he's been campaigning and using the governor's plane and using Florida taxpayer money to run for president.
Well, this listen, I look at it like this. I judge a tree by its fruits, like Christ said. And Trump's good on a lot of things, bad on some. DeSantis is good on a lot of things, bad on some. But DeSantis signing that anti-free speech bill, that's the worst in the nation. And again, I'm not anti-Israel. He signs it in Israel that literally will put you in jail if you say something racist. You don't hurt anybody, but they put you in jail. That's horrible that DeSantis did that. That's like ADL stuff.
Yeah, look, my video expose is posted on my band.video channel for people to see this. I've been blowing the whistle on his hate crime legislation. And I'm Jewish, right? This has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. This is about Ron DeSantis trying to use anti-Semitism as a guise, okay, to criminalize constitutionally protected speech and lock people up for their constitutionally right to protest. So I just want to say, and we can admit it here for everybody to hear, you know, I was probably the first person to ever put a bug in your ear and say, Alex, Ron DeSantis is bad news. Am I right? I mean, I've been telling you about this for the last 2 years, Alex.
I know you've been telling. Look, I just try to promote people that I think are doing a good job. So we openly have some spite to counter the Democrats. But I hear you, and I get you're deeply embedded in Florida politics. I understand all that. But I read the legislation. I saw them talk about it. And just absolutely push anti-free speech, and it's shocking.
It's anti-free speech. It's anti-free speech, but he did this as well in 2021, okay? He's totally full of crap. This is a guy who likes to say that he's fighting for free speech and he's fighting for freedom and he's anti-woke and, oh, yeah, we're going to have election integrity in the state of Florida. Not only did he sign this hate crime legislation in Israel, okay, which is effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech, but he also lied when he said that he created legislation or at least signed legislation into law from the legislature that would make it illegal for big tech to illegally interfere in our elections. That's not true. Okay, because if that were true, how come none of these big tech companies were fined in 2020 and 2022 when I ran for office? Right? They got away with rigging my election, and I was the only candidate in the nation denied access to all social media and the only one in the state of Florida. So Ron DeSantis has a multi-year history, a proven track record of being anti-free speech. It's not just this hate crime legislation, which is an abomination that he signed in Israel. It's also the big tech bill that we've been reporting on. Look, you're a trailblazer, Alex. You're an icon. You have been reporting on these issues just like I have for years. And if you go back in your archives, you'll see back in 2021, we were calling out Ron DeSantis together for being anti-free speech. So this shouldn't be new news to people. Ron DeSantis is a total phony. Okay, he's a Trojan horse who has been brought onto the scene of America First to basically deceive MAGA voters into thinking that, oh, Donald Trump has too much baggage. Donald Trump is too old. We need somebody.
Well, here's the fact. I want your response to this. All the polls show Trump 25 to 40 points ahead of DeSantis, so he's about 35 points ahead in the average. So he's going to be the nominee right now. What is the deep state going to do? I mean, they're going to try to put the front runner in jail with a kangaroo court. How do you see that unfolding?
Well, look, they're obviously using, they're trying to use the indictment and arrest of President Trump, and they're trying to use the Proud Boys trial as well to make the case for seditious conspiracy charges. You see this last week that some of the Proud Boys were just charged with seditious conspiracy. That's going to be the pathway for the Democrats and the January 6th committee to try to push for seditious conspiracy charges against Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. I don't see how you don't support Trump despite his problems with the shots and the rest of it. When the whole deep state's against him, he won the last election, they've weaponized it, and they're going to come after him and claim he ran the Proud Boys. The federal prosecutors say they're getting ready to indict him, claiming he commanded the Proud Boys, never talked to him, plus the Proud Boys are innocent, no matter what their kangaroo court said. So how do you not support the guy they're trying to block? This is insane. This is going to be a huge train wreck. How do you see this unfolding?
Well, as I was just saying, DeSantis is using the indictment and working hand in hand with this attack on Donald Trump to push his presidential campaign. They introduced the legislation, the amendment to change the resign to run law the very day that Donald Trump was indicted. Okay. I broke that story. That was about a month and a half or so ago. And they were hoping that nobody was going to notice in the middle of the night when everybody was consumed in the media frenzy about Donald Trump being indicted. And so Ron DeSantis's cronies and his, you know, his little minions in the Florida legislature introduced this the same exact day. You can look it up. There was a report about it in the Floridian press. And so you're going to see Ron DeSantis come out and say, I'm the law and order candidate, and we can't have a candidate who is indicted and who's been arrested. We need somebody who isn't going to be charged with seditious conspiracy. How can you be president of the United States when you're facing charges of seditious conspiracy? And he's just going to try to make it seem like Donald Trump is a criminal, even though he's not. And he's working hand in hand with the deep state and the Democrats. It's why the media is always pushing for Ron DeSantis. Why do you think the liberal media wants Ron DeSantis to be the nominee so bad? Because they don't like Donald Trump.
And right, they know I hear you. Limerick.com, thank you so much. My final statement here, and I appreciate you, is MTG is a big supporter of Trump. He likes her. I like her. I want you guys to be friends. Laura Limerick, we'll talk to you soon. God bless.
We're not going to be friends, but I'm friends with you, Alex. She sabotaged my...
All right. I'm just saying, can we... Yes, come on.
I care about the truth, and I care about you, and I care about President Trump, and I'm committed to helping President Trump and exposing
voter fraud. I hear you. Thank you, Laura. We'll be right back with big breaking news. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Soros openly bragged 5 years ago in Fadi Zakaria's program on CNN that they had overthrown the elected government of Ukraine. And the United States was in a proxy war with the Russians. Approximately 15 months ago, the Russians began to lose. So Putin launched a counteroffensive. I'm not a Russophile. I've never been to Russia, but I've studied Russia. It's very interesting. And I can tell you the enemies of the American people are the same enemies of the Russian people. It's the globalists dissolving our borders and shipping in the fentanyl and destroying our culture and annihilating our dollar and launching these senseless wars. It's deranged, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said. And so I think it's important today, it'll take this segment and part of the next, to air Vladimir Putin's short but succinct speech at the anniversary of victory against the Nazis, where the Russians lost 20-plus million people. Because if we're told they're so evil and so bad all day by the people that are actually stealing our elections, we should actually hear what the Russian leader actually had to say. I'm going to have the full speech also posted under the live show feed of the broadcast today. We'll put that live show feed up on screen. But as I said in the last hour, the Russians have big problems. And we can certainly sit back and critique them all day long. But if the Russians are here, down low, we can look at them with our Monday morning quarterbacking. America and who runs us is 10 stories below that. So we can look at the Russians and criticize them all day, but they're putting up a fight against the New World Order. And the globalists are in a war against them. And Xi Jinping is horrible compared to the Russians. In ways, he's worse than the globalists. Lawlessness, the genetic engineering, the cloning, the one-child policies, all of it. But they're now rejecting that and breaking with the New World Order. So, the answer is a multipolar world. The answer is not a centralized system. As Elon Musk said 2 months ago at the World Government Forum, he said, you guys are bad, you're going to destroy civilization, your policies are evil, it's a Tower of Babel, it's got to stop. So there's major opposition forming by people that just want to live. The New World Order is a suicide pact. Must begin with a historic speech that happened about 10 hours ago in Red Square.
People of Russia, veterans of Russia, comrades, soldiers, quartermasters, officers of the army, the Navy, the Air Force, admirals, generals, commanders-in-chief of the Special Military Operations, I salute you all. I salute you all on today to mark the day of our great victory. Today is a day where we remember those who came before us, those who fell on the battlefield and in doing so became immortals, who joined the regiment of immortals who gave up their lives for our country in the fight against Nazism. And that fight is one which is rearing its head again today. Once again, we see war that is afoot, but we have been pushing back, fighting against international terrorism to protect the people in the Donbas region and to protect our country. Our only friendships that we can have between the East and West around this world, what we want for the future is a future of peace, a future of stability, not a future of blood.
Yeah, pause and back it up. Remember, millions are coming across the border right now. They've totally collapsed our country. They're turning off our energy supplies. They've blown up the Russian pipeline. They turned off our pipelines. They blew up theirs. It's the same New World Order, anti-human, killing stability, killing families. Just remember that. And the Russians have not surrendered. And now the CHICOMs, a project of the New World Order, has turned against them, but it's continuing the same operation. The Russians are not following the CHICOM operation, even though they've been driven into Xi Jinping's arms. General Flynn said the answer would be to work with Russia. But no, the globalists don't want that. They don't want stability. Continue.
Our only friendships that we can have between the East and West around this world, what we want for the future is a future of peace, a future of stability, not a future of blood. But the elite in the West, they keep talking of their exceptionalism, of how they are different, and they are the ones creating a sense of disruption between our peoples. They are the ones destroying family values, traditional values that make everyone on this planet human. They are forcing their will on other nations, forcing their rules on others. But it would appear that they have forgotten what Nazism was all about. It seems that they have forgotten the scourge that it wreaked. They have forgotten all that had to be done to free Europe from Nazism. Nazism, at the time when monuments were destroyed, and they would appear to have forgotten exactly what Nazism did back in the day where they were wreaking havoc throughout Europe. And that very act of forgetting is a crime in its own right. Because in forgetting that time, they're forgetting the fight that was necessary to be able to rid Europe of that scourge, to rid Europe, the world, of that scourge.
Окончательно сломать систему глобальной безопасности и международного
права.
Задушить любые суверенные.
Was an effort to destroy Russia, to destroy the global order.
Высокомерие и вседозволенность.
To stifle the new centers of development that we see around the world.
В этом причина катастрофы,
которая impunity is a great tragedy.
Заложником государственного переворота.
And that,
сложившегося на его
that is the very reason why today the Ukrainian people are being held hostage.
В реализации их жестоких корыстных планов.
Being held hostage following a coup.
Память о защитниках отечества.
And they are just puppets in a game that is being played by the West.
It falls there. They are just puppets in a game being played by the West, but not the West. The criminals, the Hollywood scum, the New World Order that's hijacked our country, that is censoring us, that is surveilling us, that is creating crime waves, that's defunding our police, that is annihilating us. I mean, you can sit there and you can see it in front of your face. The plan is to destroy nations and civilizations. We'll come back with the rest of the speech on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. Our job is truth. And the truth is the Russians are not rolling over the New World Order. And they're not trying to cut your son's testicles off. We'll be right back.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Blood on the streets, it's up to my ankles. United States, VNHO is now at war with Russia officially. Export all our demonic values there.
Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles.
People that have hijacked our country are
in the streets, it's up to my knees.
To the enemy of all of humanity. Peace Antilles got giant news coming up next segment into the next hour on Title 42 and more. But Vladimir Putin has come out directly and said the New World Order globalists want to destroy your family and make you a slave. They want to pillage you, and we're not going along with it. The globalists call the Russians cavemen. Well, of cutting your son's balls off and drinking poison water and worshiping world governments advanced, I'm a caveman every day. Thank God for the cavemen. All right, let's go back to Vladimir Putin and his big speech at the World War II victory parade. Here it is.
Homage to the fallen soldiers. We pay homage to the veterans of America, of the United Kingdom. We pay homage to the heroes, the war heroes from China. We pay homage to the past. We see international cooperation as a great strength, and that it holds true both today as it did in the past.
That
the multipolar world that we are seeing is one in which we can have fair opportunity and development for all.
Благодарное отношение к подвигу наших предков. Они вместе сражались и вместе победили. Все
народы внесли общую победу. Our shared ancestors who fought together,
склоняем головы перед
победой, чью жизнь отняла война. Shared victory today.
Памятью сыновей, дочерей,
we take a knee to all those who put their life on the line to assure victory. We pay homage to the mothers, wives, sisters, daughters, children. And in their memory, I call for a minute of silence.
Again, airing this historic speech because the media doesn't want you to see it. They claim these people stole the election. No, it was Zuckerberg and Soros and the New World Order. These people are fighting for their lives. These people are fighting the New World Order-controlled NATO. That's reality. $26 million is the high estimate, $23 million is the low estimate. Dead Russians in World War II. 300,000 dead U.S. troops. Imagine that.
Спасибо. Уважаемые граждане России, битвы, решающие для судьб нашей Родины, всегда становились отечественными, народными и священными.
The battles that will ever, forevermore shape our history are sacred, and we understand what it means to be worthy heirs to what those people who came before us have given us, those people on the front line, those people who are facing the heavy fire. We know what it means to be worthy of their legacy. We know what it means to fight for one's country. And you, current soldiers, you are worthy. You are fighting for your friends, for your loved ones, for your family. And I know that you feel the great love that we have for you, that they have for you. Everyone is ready to support you and to give you any help that you need, any prayers that you need. To the Russian people, today we are commemorating the fallen heroes of our nation. And here we are today on the Red Square. And we can remember people such as Dmitry Dolskoy, Pachevsky, Kutuzov. People who fell between 1941 and 1945. We pay homage to them. We also pay homage to the fighters who are part of the special military operations. Those people who took arms as part of our partial mobilization. Fighters, representatives from the Ministry of the Interior who are here today to pay homage to you. I pay homage to you, to all you who defend Russia on the battlefield. All of you who are serving your nation as part of the great patriotic war. Because thanks to you, we can prove that there is nothing stronger than national unity. And for Russia, for our armed, brave armed forces. Victory for all.
All right, so I'm not endorsing the way the Russians run things or what they're doing. They're trying to run our lives. The Chi-Coms are all over us. We have globalist Hollywood pedophile scum running everything. They've started an open war with Russia. I thought you need to hear what they're saying and what they're doing. Because the group thinks says get behind this war, another American war. It's not an American war. It's a globalist war. And the very people that have stole the last two elections, because it would have been a bigger victory for the Republicans if there wasn't fraud, are the ones prosecuting this war. And are the ones that told everybody to immediately surge the border. I played a clip yesterday that Mayorkas sent at the border 2 days ago where he said, it's a lie. Anybody telling you come here, it's a lie. The puppet president said come here. Biden, the third administration of Obama, said do this. They're the ones cutting off our pipelines. They're the ones creating inflation. They're the ones destroying our borders. They're the ones trying to attack our children. They're the ones that are doing all of this. They're not Americans. They're globalists. And the Russians didn't start this fight. I'm not on the Russian side. I'm on the side of peace and security and a future. And it just so happens that the Russians are in the same position, but they've decided not to roll over. And China's breaking with the globalists. And they're terrible. The communists there are just a nightmare. But Russia has had a revival. I've studied every angle of it. Russia has almost no influence over this country. Other than people that don't want to die in a nuclear war, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying the globalists are deranged. What they are doing is so dangerous. No one's ever done it before. And yes, the Russians are in a stalemate fighting NATO. And that will only lead to escalation. It needs to end now. The world shouldn't end in a Slavic civil war. It's not our business. All right, I'm going to shift gears now. Investigative journalist, syndicated talk show host Pete Santilli for calling me Saturday morning with the intel that the Mexican drug cartels were going to hire terrorists to attack migrants, because the migrants under Title 42 ending will not be paying them the $10 billion a year that their payments amount to. That's a Justice Department number. $6 billion 4 years ago, $10 billion today. It's escalating. Millions are hitting. The entire border is collapsing. We put a tweet out earlier. We've confirmed this from our sources that we'll be interviewing in the next 24 hours.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is literally the collapse of the border, literally the invasion. With cell phones, the Democrats can send them to what towns they want, you name it. I mean, this is the takeover. This is replacement migration. This is happening. And what do the ADL say the number one crime is? Talk about replacement migration, even though it's a UN plan. This is their takeover.
You know, and their propaganda scheme, it's multi-pronged. To cause the chaos and to break a system that is not nearly capable of handling even what we had prior to Joe Biden opening up the borders, of course. We've had, since 2014, the O'Biden administration has been doing this for quite some time from Guatemala. They've been practicing for this moment in time. This is not just a red alert. This is a broken arrow scenario, as very credible journalist Michael Yon has put out the call, 150% capacity. And guess what? That prepares for the next level. They are processing directly from these originating countries, all of these migrants, and distributing them to the sanctuary cities directly. Same thing happened before. They practiced it. They don't want to They want to relieve some of the pressure at the border, as they say.
So while they spend hundreds of billions in Ukraine, they've directly collapsed the U.S. border. I mean, talk about treason.
Yes. And, Alex, as you and I discussed, another angle of attack is to call up and demand a sit-down, actually, of the two rival cartels. Very rarely in history do rival cartels get together. Orders came from above to have the Gulf cartel.
Now I'm going to give you the floor and shut up the rest of the segment. You're hosting right now. Start over with the intel you got Friday and Saturday. What then happened and where this is all going?
Yeah, now, the way this messaging came to me, thank you, Alex, for allowing me this opportunity. This is a matter of high public importance. Now, this information came to me from a source that has some of the best contacts in the entire world, someone who had worked multi-decades for the intel services as a contractor and had contacts within the cartels, as they all do, but a security a person high up in the cartel was at the compound a week and a half prior to about Friday. And when he had come back to the United States, he basically reconfirmed what he told them a week and a half prior, is that there was a sit down by the two cartels, the Sinaloa and the Gulf cartel. It's an unprecedented event where they were sitting down to plan for mass casualty events. Now, a week and a half ago, prior to that last warning that came last Friday, he couldn't imagine such a thing taking place. But when his contact came back to the United States and said, and picked up the phone to advise him, saying, you know what, you need to stay out of the grocery stores, you need to stay out of public events, this thing is imminent, they're about to plan these attacks. And he was in the U.S. Now, excuse me, a little bit of a cold there, but he said stay out of grocery stores, stay out of public locations, these attacks are imminent. This person that contacted me said, wow, this is about to get real here. I'm being told to stay out of public events, that attacks are imminent. And I said, you know, we need to make this public. The public needs to know what could potentially happen to them, what they need to be aware of. And he agreed. And I sent some messaging to Alex. Alex, as you know, it was a very, very serious thing. And then shortly thereafter, those attacks in Texas started taking place. Now, we fully expect that these things are going to come into the various states throughout the country. That's what they're planning to do. And of course, as we see, they use these events as an opportunity. Now, when I was mentioning earlier about Michael Young and the cell phones that are with these migrants are also offered incentives that if they have information that they can relay, they get compensated on their cards electronically. If they were to take a picture and forward an image or a video, they're used as surveillance tools. And I said, if you have any newsworthy reports or anything of interest, please send it to us and we'll compensate you. Of course, at these events, like the event where the driver plowed his vehicle into a bus stop filled with migrants, they all had their cell phones out, that imagery came. And of course, the original image of what happened, they said it was too, quote unquote, horrifying. Why? Because they want to be able to script the narrative. They don't want you to see what it looks like when you're gathered together, of course, at a bus stop. They want you to see the after effects, the horrifying, traumatic consequences of getting run over by these so-called, and immediately the narrative was that they didn't have any evidence, that the police were investigating the motive, but they were in fact looking into the white supremacist background.
And again, we know that many of the South Texas police, I've talked to high-level federal officials, are now under cartel control. So immediately say, it's all a big accident, even the guy's got gang tattoos all over him. But getting back to what you just said, millions of people with UN-issued cell phones, NGO cell phones, with just a few reporters, we expose their agenda. Imagine they have millions of operatives with cell phones being directed to do God knows what around the country.
They do. They can do mass broadcast messaging, deploy hundreds or thousands. They could do that. They, of course, have they can propagandize and make them feel warm and comfortable about the government that they're in the hands of. Or they can do micro targeting. They can do and profile, by the way. They have an easy way to have a two-way access and communication. They have exact location to within 2 centimeters of each individual. If they're able to profile that individual and they know that they're more susceptible.
And we know AI Pentagon systems are running this. So this is the UN takeover.
Yes. AI is a very, very big part of this because of that profiling. They can select from the crowds who are more likely to be radicalized and fall into the hands of the criminal cabal. That they could essentially deploy as they come.
They can then program schizophrenics, mentally ill people to go do a mass shooting, anything they want, an endless pool of crime, not to mention the reports of 30,000 children handed over to pedophiles, 20,000 pedophiles the last 2.5 years in the Texas sector alone, at the highest level, children turned over. We have Senate reports admitting it. This is just the crime of the century going on.
It is, and we see that the mainstream media is working hand in glove in this operation, that when these mass casualty events do, they immediately, and the narrative is almost scripted, you can just about read it from their teleprompters. They're talking about white supremacy, the Wall Street Journal, you know, the early morning hours before they were even able to establish what the identity of the individuals are, that they were immediately broadcasting a white supremacy narrative. Well, what does that do, ladies and gentlemen? That immediately conditions. Imagine somebody like us, if you're, you know, of Italian descent and you're walking around, you're already identified as somebody that is associated with that very traumatic event that everyone's watching on TV. It's a very dangerous thing. They're not.
So they launch the attack and then demonize everybody they're actually targeting. So let me ask you this. What comes next when the border totally collapses, Title 42 is gone? How are they going to spend that?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say that, they're, of course, going to go for a gun grab. They're going to cause one of the bigger emergencies to justify potentially a martial law type scenario. It's a lot of guns associated, of course. What they're trying to do is to provoke. And by the way, this isn't just demonization, Alex. I'm saying that they're weaponizing. Our lives are in danger when we go out into the public. And we're just an average white American here in Cincinnati. I live in a diverse community. That my face, my skin color is associated with an extremely...
Oh, we know racial attacks are off the charts against whites. And the FBI puts out numbers claiming whites are committing the majority of crime, which isn't even true. This is the narrative. This is the plan to tear the country apart. Cut the resources off, flood the borders, and then call it white supremacy.
That's right. And they essentially have this ability through neuro-linguistic programming, the anchoring that they do with the visual imagery of people being scattered throughout the street after getting hit by a car at the bus stop. And they're immediately attaching because you can't unring a bell. When they say it's a white supremacist that ran those migrants over, that sticks in the minds of the traumatized public.
Well, that's right. We know it's a government deep op because they called for it. They did it. They're running it. Now they're posing as the savior, and everything they're putting out, you can see the earmarks of the synthetic nature.
Absolutely. And the narrative that they're putting out there, I mean, even Elon Musk has recently commented that the narrative and the scripting that they're putting out, you can tell it's coming from the intel services that are trying to stoke racial division and anxiety. And as you can imagine, a populace that sits there and sees those people getting run over, sitting at a bus stop. I mean, we have a lot of sympathy towards anybody.
Stay there, Pete. Stay there. But Charles Manson, we know, was connected to the CIA. He went and killed Sharon Tate, got her baby out of him, killed other people. He was trying to create a race war, helter skelter. That was the beta test. I believe we're already in the middle of helter skelter. So we'll talk about helter skelter with Pete Santilli when we come back. Hour number 3 straight ahead. So everybody, you know, tune in now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.